Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our final segment with Jason Verbelli here. And The Real Verbs is his YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/ The Real Verbs with a Z or a C, as it may be. It used to be The Real Verb Blackwater and then changed it to the real Verb Z?
No, actually, it's just Verbs, V-E-R-B-Z. But then when, like in 2005 or 2006, when I tried to start a YouTube channel, some imposter had already taken the name, so I had to put The Real Verbs.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right, now, final segment here, and we're definitely going to have you back on for another extended interview because there's a lot to go through, hundreds of books and things of this nature that you're perusing and taking research that hasn't been touched really in decades, if not a century or whatever. Putting it all into perspective for people seems to be like one of the most important jobs like on the planet today, you know. It's like, hey, everybody, I know you've been miseducated and brainwashed for like 100 years, but conveniently, I'm not as miseducated, I'm not as brainwashed, and I'm capable of bringing to you, in a digestible format, the information that was discovered before this mass indoctrination of public schooling and a complete domination of all scientific principle happened. So I've got the saying, Jason, in the end, everything comes back to the beginning.
That's similar to what Walter Russell talks about, how light is stillness. Now, all things come from a state of stillness, and all things attempt to return to a state of stillness. Now, stillness is the beginning and the end, and all things will return to it. And in that regard, your motto is correct.
Mm. All things come from stillness, apart from ADHD.
Yeah.
So, I would also like to ask you as well, you've probably learned a lot of very profound lessons, and what I love to do is every now and again, like, if I don't have a really profound realization that changes my perspective on things along a certain time frame, like, the thing is, basically, I can survive about a month happily without having a profound life-changing experience before I start to get bored with my existence and start to seek out new things to destroy my my current perception of reality with. I was wondering, in what case, like, what was it that really gets your juices flowing to the point where you're thinking, man, everything's really messed up? Like, has there been any points in time where you have almost, you know, lost your sanity, just kind of racking your brain full of this kind of thing, something that's actually really challenged you?
Oh, yeah, man. So the sanity was gone long ago, long, long ago. But things just make me very interested, make me open my eyes, and I just see things a little bit differently. The quote from Walter Russell, light does not travel, that was so incredibly profound to me. Ed Leedskalnin's view that electrons don't exist and that they're a fabrication of J.J. Thompson, that's pretty big. In 1997, I went to China, and I stayed in China for a month. While I was in China, I was able to visit the Shaolin Temple. It's a 1,500-year-old temple. It is fighting disciples or like the Shaolin monks. And I was able to bond pretty well with a couple of these monks, and they're still my friends today. I lived with one of them for 2 months in Los Angeles. So I've been in contact with them. In November of 2012, I visited London to stay at my instructor school, the Shaolin Temple UK. And while I was there, I'm talking to him about John Searle's technology, about this free energy topics, Walter Russell, and all this stuff. And he's sitting there, he's amazed at a lot of the stuff I'm talking about. And he's also amazed that I'm talking to him about it, because he says, what I'm talking about is a high-level Buddhist understanding of nature and of reality. And I'm like, these aren't my ideas. These are ideas that I've learned from these brilliant people. He said, well, those people sound like they knew what they were talking about, pretty aligned with the Buddha. One really profound thing that that my instructor told me that, if true, could be one of the most important things in existence. It's really got me thinking here. Is he said, the last thought that you have in life will have a major impact on how you'll reincarnate. And he says there are people who study 30, 40 years and they practice meditation just to practice for their last thought in life, so that when they're in any given state at the moment of death, they can be they can accept and let go and all that stuff. So that idea is that we have to have no attachment. We have to learn to let go of things and to be fulfilled at all moments. And what you think the last moment of your life might have a major impact on how you live the next life. That right there is so unbelievably important. And if true, would mean everything. And if we could learn how to collect ourselves and how to direct and focus our thoughts so that we are always in balance and that we are happy and fulfilled and have no attachment, learn to enjoy things, but don't be attached to them. That's one of the most important lessons that I've learned so far in life, is to just be fulfilled and to try to let go and enjoy things as they come and connect with as many people as you can. Share your love with as many people, and show your passion. Try to be real, be truthful, and have your thoughts, your actions, and your voice be the same thing. If there's no contradiction between what you think, what you say, and what you do, you're in a good position in life. And that's something for us all to focus on as we evolve throughout our own journeys in life and beyond. Is to just keep those things in the back of your mind. That's a couple of things that I thought were extremely profound.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that I was thinking about, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, I was thinking about, you know, what would I say in my final minutes of life? And it would actually be relief and a sense of accomplishment to leave this world. That's basically what my perspective was, is, you know what, I've done a lot of things that were really cool. I met a lot of people who were really fun, and I felt like I made a difference, and I can safely and easily leave that behind, and at the same time feel relieved that that particular portion of my existence is over, and that I no longer have to worry about any of the things that existed within my current life. I don't have to worry about the New World Order. I don't have to worry about scumbaggery. I don't have to worry about any of these things. I'm going to die. You know, death is like a release, a relief. But I don't think many people know that. I think we all really healthily fear it, you know, as all animals do. You know, we don't like the idea of being eaten by a shark, for example. I'm sure if I was being eaten by a shark, my last thought wouldn't be, oh, this is so relieving and relaxing.
That's the hard part, Vinny, is to no matter what state that you're in, even if you're in a state of pain, to be thankful for life, to have no attachment, and to have no change of thought. This was the other profound thing that these Shaolin monks told me, Shifu Yanzi and Shifu Yanle, is that there is a difference between nothingness and stillness. And I thought, you know, the stillness meant like, you know, the void, like space. So no, the stillness just means no change. You can remain still in your mind, yet your body is breathing, your heart's pounding, and your lungs are moving. But if your mind is in a state where there's no change of your thought, you're in a state of stillness. That is a key. So no matter what is affecting you from the outside, if you can retain a thought and keep one thought pure, unchanging in your mind, even at the moment of death, no matter what, that's when you're going to be released from a cycle of life and death that we experience. I think that's what the Buddhist teaching is, that you're going to go outside of those zones. That's the very, very profound and, if true, the most important thing ever.
Right.
So, you know, why not study it just in case?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jason, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show, and I'd like to thank you very much and give you a website, a wee bit of a plug here as well. You've got two places where you can find them, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/ Verbelli, Verbelli, and youtube.com/ The Real Verbs with a Z. Thanks very much, man.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, listeners. Wonderful.
It's been fun. All right. We'll see you again sometime, man. We'll schedule another interview with you just after we get off air here. And ladies and gentlemen, also wanted to remind people that you can subscribe to the Vinnie Eastwood Show for as little as $1 a month, just to allow us to have a bit of a passive income here so that we can just keep working day in, day out, and not have to freak out every 5 minutes about where the next meal is coming from. So go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, subscribe, donate, and we'll give you some commercial-free archives for it. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you again sometime.